This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea has fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles, according to South Korea's military. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, it was the second time Pyongyang fired missiles in less than 10 days.
The launch comes as U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, visits South Korea, and hours after the North described its firing of rocket artillery and an apparent short-range ballistic missile on Saturday as a regular and defensive military exercise. Pyongyang also ridiculed South Korea for criticizing those launches. Some analysts have said that if the North returns to testing the kind of longer-range banned ballistic weapons that it fired in unusually large numbers in 2017, it may signal that a frustrated North Korea is turning away from diplomacy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
At the White House Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump said he is taking a wait-and-see stance on the launches.
Well, we're looking at it very seriously right now. They were smaller missiles, short-range missiles. Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look, and we'll see.
At the Pentagon, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said the United States would stick to diplomacy on North Korea, even after Pyongyang fired what appeared to be short-range missiles. U.S. authorities have seized a North Korean cargo vessel for allegedly violating U.S. and U.N. sanctions by transporting coal from the East Asian country. The Justice Department said in a statement Thursday the ship was approaching U.S. territorial waters after it was first confiscated in April 2018 by foreign maritime authorities in Indonesia. The statement said the ship, known as the Wise Honest, is one of North Korea's largest bulk carriers. It said the seizure is the first time the U.S. has taken possession of a North Korean cargo vessel for violating sanctions. This is VOA News. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are set to resume talks at this hour amid a dramatic escalation of tensions between the world's two largest economies. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The talks come hours before the Trump administration set to sharply boost tariffs on some Chinese imports. The president's decision to raise them was a surprise, since administration officials had been suggesting negotiators were making steady progress on a deal between the world's two biggest economies. But earlier this week, the administration accused Beijing of backsliding on earlier commitments, throwing the talks into disarray. China is suggesting it will retaliate if the president moves ahead with the tariff hikes, but did not say how. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At the White House Thursday, President Donald Trump reiterated that he will not back down in the talks. The president said China could not have seen the kind of economic development it has seen in the past few years without the money it made from trade with the United States. South Africa's Electoral Commission has announced it will conduct an audit of Wednesday's national elections after receiving reports of double voting. We get the details from VOA's Anita Powell.
The Electoral Commission's announcement marks the first time the body will take such action and risks delaying official results. However, the commission assured South Africans that while the audit was underway, other safeguards remained in place to preserve the integrity of the voting process. Analysts tell VOA that the audit may also bring about additional challenges from political parties, further delaying the results. Of the votes tallied thus far, South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has an early lead in the national elections, but has seen its share of the vote drop. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Pope Francis introduced a law Thursday governing the reporting and investigation of clerical sexual abuse, a response to victims who have long called on the pontiff to address the crisis. The experimental law takes effect June 1st and will be re-examined following a three-year trial period. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield says the policy is a major shift in the way the Catholic Church is handling such cases.
For years and years, victims have said that the bishops and religious superiors have essentially gotten off the hook when they themselves committed abuse or covered up for it. Now there are procedures in place explaining how reports against bishops and religious superiors are to be received and how to conduct a preliminary investigation.
All 415,000 Catholic priests and 660,000 nuns worldwide will be required to report clergy sex abuse and cover-ups by their superiors to church officials. Church law provides protections to whistleblowers and requires all dioceses to implement a system to receive complaints confidentially. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.